We're here. Today is radio time. I'm your host, Ricky Skipper. Thank you for joining us today. Today, who's joining me is Mr. Rob DeRocha.
Hey, give it up. Hey, what's up, people? How you doing? Thank you for
one person.
Clapping.
You're welcome. Really. You're
one
welcome, Rob. Thank you. Rob is a comedian friend of mine who we do shows sometimes for Spanish political conferences called Izquierda DeRocha.
Izquierda DeRocha.
Left, right is what we do on our off times. We go out and speak to politicians.
What? Now you're making up stuff.
Yeah, right. We're the Izquierda DeRocha team. We were thinking about that
left
last
and
week.
Right. Left and right.
Left and right.
Just in case those non-speaking Spanish people don't know.
And today we're going to be talking about do's and don'ts of sex. So call in 1-800-893-9562 or chat with me or Rob on Facebook. We're on Facebook right now and you can chat with us. We're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of sex. Call in 800-893-9562. One of our guests today is the lovely Melissa Podney. Did I pronounce that right?
No, you did not.
Okay. Melissa? Which one did I say?
It is Podney.
Oh, Podney. Okay. Where's that from, Melissa?
It's actually Czech.
It's Czech. All right. Well, we got you in Czech here. We're going to be talking to Melissa a little bit later on the show. Do's and don'ts of sex. Melissa does a Wednesday show from 9 to 10 called Oral Stimulation, Rob.
Yes, I enjoy oral stimulation.
Yes, and
I don't know about the show, but I do enjoy oral stimulation.
Okay, good. And I think I asked Melissa earlier, so what is your show about? And she just said, blowjobs.
That's a great, I don't know how great of a show that is.
Yeah,
that's a great show when it's happening for me.
Exactly.
Show.
I mean,
it's a show right there.
If you're,
a live show.
If you're a guest on the show, is that the treat? I mean, I'm not saying from her, from somebody else, maybe an assistant. Is there somebody in charge of the blowjob department on your show?
We do a lot of things on our show. We talk about blowjobs. We talk about relationships. But actually right now, we have something going. If we get 100 likes on this picture, we are going to put to use the Christmas gift that my co-host gave me, which was a remote control vibrator.
Oh, on the show?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Where is that? I need to give a like to that.
Wait, okay. I have my calendar out right now. What time is that on?
Wait, what's it on?
It's on our Facebook page, Oral Stimulation
Oral
Radio.
I'm adding you right now as we speak. It's happening.
And like it. And,
I am liking
we
it.
We have to get 100 likes. We're only
at 121 likes. Get out of here.
No, on the picture.
What's the picture?
It's the one of me and Alex. It's not really cute. We should have taken a better one.
Wait a minute. You want to get 100 likes when you have 121 contacts?
You know what? 149 people have seen this picture. So all they had to do was click like.
Oh.
But I don't think they like it.
People. Well, which one is it? I haven't even seen it.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What picture?
Okay. We'll search for that. We'll get back on track with that. Later on, we're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of sex. We have a list of the top 15 things, do's and don'ts in sex. And I'm sure Melissa has a plethora of information also. She was telling me about a Vegas story that she just had this past weekend, which was very tantalizing news. Also, we're going to be talking about later on the show, news, crazy news that happens. What's wrong with the world today? What's going on? We found a lot of stuff. I know Rob's found some stuff also. And we got a segment today that we call Spittin' Sports.
Sports. I think that's what we're going
that's
with.
That's what, yeah, we're going. I call it Spin Sports, and we'll be talking in the last half an hour of the show with the news and sports. We'll be getting down with that. But first, isn't it cold?
Yeah, it's freezing, right? I don't know.
It's strange weather.
I don't know.
In LA, San Diego, Phoenix, desert.
It's so cold.
The earth is moving.
Yeah. It's so cold that when I masturbate, I have to blow on my hands because it's so cold in my place. And my hands are that cold that it's pretty brutal.
You should go to the... Oral stimulation show.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll take care of you there, pal.
I hope so. I should call my show the Whack Off Show.
There you go. There you go.
Pleasure myself show.
The Malacca. The Malacca.
Malacca? What is that?
The Malacca is for Greek.
Yeah,
for
jerk off. It's the shit.
Yes. I used to date a Greek girl, and she used to call me Malacca all the time.
Look at that. We're teaching people words.
Yes.
This is like Rosetta Stone right here.
And it's okay to be a Malacca. It's okay. If you're a Malacca out there, just look in the mirror and be comfortable with it. Okay? It's okay to be a Malacca. Don't worry about it. You know, we start touching ourselves. How old?
I would say...
Three?
Ten? Ten?
What would you say? Three? I say three.
Ten. Oh, really? Three?
Well, I mean... You got nothing.
You got nothing going on down there.
My two nephews are 5, 6 right now. Their hands are down there all the time. When they're eating, when they're walking, when they're playing, it's like they can't keep their hands away from
them. I don't know about any stimulation on that part. But.
No, I'm not talking about stimulation. It's just the wiener needs to be touched.
All right, this is getting disgusting.
We were talking about how cold it is, and you said it's too cold for you to masturbate. What are you talking about?
It's not too cold to masturbate. First of all, it's never too cold to masturbate. I think you can be so sick, and you'll still do that.
Hold on a second. What do you mean it's never too cold? If you were in, like, say, under 20 degree weather outside in shorts, you really think you could get a stiffy? You get a stiffy in under 20 degree weather?
Time out. First of all, what the hell am I doing in that type of weather with shorts on? Did I not prepare myself?
Do you honestly think that you could get a stiffy in that type of weather?
If I wanted to warm myself up and I needed to survive, because they never do that in Survivor Man or anything like that. You know, it heats you up, right? When you're doing that, I think.
Melissa, what's the coldest weather? Because you've had sexual experiences. What is the coldest weather you've had sex in? And did you have problem with getting the guy stiff?
You know what? Actually, the first time I had sex in college, it was right before Thanksgiving break, and this was in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it was cold as fuck. So
what exactly degree is that cold as fuck?
It's definitely in the negatives.
In the negatives?
Yeah.
And you were outside?
No, we were inside, but we were in the attic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
30 things are happening down there?
Of course. I mean, you have to keep yourself warm somehow, right?
I think so, yeah, if you're in the attic. It was, wow, that's a trooper. And that's what I'm saying, Rick. Whatever weather... You just got to fight through it, I think. I don't know.
Right. I hear you. No, absolutely.
I think it was like maybe 30 degrees in my place today. That's how cold it was.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to share too much. But
you know, and then we get, this is the thing. Then we get the people who are from the East Coast saying, oh, LA people, you guys are a bunch of babies because you say it's so cold.
First of all, shut up, you people out there. Anybody that's from anywhere cold, just shut up. It's
LA
cold
people, LA people don't know how to drive. Oh my God. LA people don't know how to drive and they complain about it being hot. You know what? Get the hell out. That's
exactly.
What I say. Get the hell out. You know what? Because of you, we have more traffic. So go back to Chicago.
Yeah.
Go back to Miami. Go back to New York. Go back to Utah.
First
wherever
of all,
the hell
no
it is
one,
you're from.
No one from LA is from LA. You know what I mean? Like, there's few people like myself. I think you're from here,
I'm
right?
Born and raised.
Yeah,
I was born down the street from here.
Yeah, and I was raised here. But most of the people that I know are not from here, and they always complain about LA people. And those people are the people that become the stereotype. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone from Kentucky comes over here, and they start doing Pilates and doing yoga, Bikram yoga.
Exactly.
And all that stuff, and complain about the traffic and about the drivers. But all the drivers are from somewhere else. LA drivers, go screw yourself. You're from somewhere else.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry,
and you know what?
Rant.
You know what the problem is not that LA drivers don't know how to drive. The problem is that LA drivers are Grand Prix drivers. We are NASCAR drivers. We go out there and we hit the road and we go fast and we change lanes really fast and we make fast turns and we cut people off because it's a no man's land. It's your freaking high, isn't it? It's
no,
every
you.
Man to himself.
No,
it is.
You
have to be aggressive out there. If you're not aggressive, then everybody get the best out of you.
You do have to be aggressive, but I am very considerate. It's very dangerous. The thing is, in LA, if you put your signal light on when you're driving...
What's that?
Yeah, it's like a signal that you're never going to get over.
Right. Because like there could be all the space in the world, but as soon as you put your signal light on, that person will speed up just to make sure you don't get in. Totally screw you.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not, unless I don't like that guy, then I'll be that speed up guy. I'll be that speed up guy. If I see you've been messing around, it's like a competition thing. It becomes a game out there. There are these guys with Mercedes-Benz Porsches think they can drive. I love trapping them in. You ever do that?
No, I don't do that
stuff. Yeah, I love trapping them. I see them get all frustrated, and I trap them in, and I'm like, you know what? Calm down. Like, I'm telling them, calm down.
No, it's about, the thing in L.A., too, is, like, you're talking about the Benz and so forth. If you drive a shitty car, you're doing well while you're driving, because no one's going to mess with you. You know?
You drive a shitty car?
If you drive a shitty car, no one's going to mess with you. Not a Benz. Everyone knows that you have less to lose.
Yeah.
Because you have no insurance either.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about no insurance. Now we're going to stereotypes.
Yeah. How did that happen?
I don't even know why we went there.
All right. Well, we talked a lot about LA stuff, the weather and the traffic. Now, Rob has another rant. We were thinking of calling a Rob. I don't know. He came up with Rob's rant, but I think he's right because he rants a lot. If you know Rob DeRocha, if you know the right Rob DeRocha, you know Rob rants a lot. So we decided to do a segment called Rob's Rant. Rob's Rant.
Okay. Today for my rant, for what I'm going to try to do is a gym. Please call in, people.
Call in 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562. Rob wants to know if you
are annoyed by certain people at the gym. There's three things that annoy me at the gym. Number one, people that smell at the gym. You know, like those people that have that entity around them that's like maybe 3 feet or so.
Right.
And they use a machine right next to you and you can smell them. It's like, how do you not know you smell that bad?
Are you the gym in Glendale? What's wrong with you?
No, this is just there's a one guy at the gym that I used to go to that smelled like urine. He smelled like I don't know if he had a bag with him or whatever that was carrying colostomy bag.
Oh, right? Really?
I don't know if he did that, but I feel sorry for him. But still, at the same time, if you smell that bad, you got to spray on some cologne of some sort, and then you can fit in Glendale. And you can do that.
You fit right in Glendale, exactly. Bro, hey, I go to 24-hour fitness, bro. It smells great there. I don't know what's wrong with you, Rob, okay? It smells like cologne there, Rob.
Personal space is another thing. I don't like when I'm on a treadmill and then there's like a lot of like...
Somebody on the treadmill with you, like walking right behind you. I hate that. I fucking hate that.
No, I don't like when someone...
It's my treadmill.
Yeah, he gets on the same treadmill as me. Don't like that at all. That's it. That's really annoying.
It's like, dude, can you stop sticking that in my butt?
I don't like it when there's like when I'm on the treadmill and then like all the treadmills are not being used and then the person comes up right next to me and uses the treadmill right next to me.
Okay.
I nearly like flip out. I don't understand why people do that. There's so many. It's like at the movie theater when there's an empty movie theater and someone like comes and sits right next to you.
Right in your row.
Yeah, like why? Why are you next to me?
I'm going to jerk off in about 5 minutes, man. What are you
especially
doing?
Especially at the porn theater. Yeah. I don't like
that. Fred Willard, is that you? Get away, man. Can you see Paul Rubens sitting over there in the front?
And it's just a personal space thing, you know? I don't like people next to me. Don't work out next to me. Get away. And then the last part is, this is what happened the other day, was you're a big douchebag if you're at the gym and you got your phone with you and you use your phone as a radio. You need to stop it.
Out loud, with no headphones.
With no headphones for every... Like, there's a reason why headphones were created. Don't come to the gym playing your stupid... I don't care. Like, I like gangster rap, but I don't want to hear your gangster rap. I don't like certain songs. Don't be playing One Direction. Don't be playing anything right next to me.
And they're fucking lifting weights.
Do that, please. Just stay away from me. Don't start singing along to the music. That's when it gets worse. If you're wearing headphones and you're singing along, I don't need to hear your musical, how bad you sound. This is like, I have American Idol. I can watch something else. Don't do that. All right.
Did you say somebody, you had that experience, somebody was singing something?
Yeah, that's what the guy was. No, this guy, he would always come in like singing like, I want to know what turns you on or whatever. Like, I want to know what. Yeah, I got a horrible voice.
I thought you were telling me somebody was doing Whitney Houston.
Oh, no, that's just in life.
you were just kind of giving me as an example.
No, I was on the metro and some guy was singing, Whitney passed away, he was playing like that one song from The Bodyguard. And I Will Always Love You. And he was like singing along to it for everybody to hear. And it was like the worst rendition ever.
Like that?
Yeah, exactly. It was so.
That's like the number one Asian karaoke song.
Is it? I didn't know that.
They go crazy.
I Believe I Can Fry.
Yeah, that too. But no, definitely I Will Always Love You. Yeah.
I Will Always Love You. Come on, Rob.
In every accent.
You gotta get it right. I Will Always Love You, Rob. No,
where at karaoke bar do you go to?
I just go to people's houses.
Yeah? Mm. My brother, you know what? My brother, he bought
You went out with a Filipino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Filipinos love karaoke.
They all have their own karaoke machine.
I know. Yeah. My cousin's married to a Filipino.
I got 500 songs. 500 songs.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. I got 500 songs. My karaoke machine better for the years. And so my brother had a karaoke machine at his house, and he was just loving it. And he would tell everybody, sing, you got to sing. But a lot of Spanish songs, right? And so all these people would be singing, and then my brother would really rip one out. Like, he thinks he has a wonderful voice. And everybody's just, oh, my God, just sitting there drinking and watching him.
What was his song?
Aventura?
I don't know. I don't know. He likes to sing like folklore. Like Celia Cruz?
Yeah, Celia Cruz.
He likes to sing like a lot of folkloric stuff, like Julio Jaramillo. That's a famous Ecuadorian singer who went, the only famous Ecuadorian singer that didn't get as far as to you knowing who he is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Could you sing a song of his? How does it go?
Mis zapatos.
My shoes?
Mis zapatos están muy duros. Yeah.
My shoes are hard? What is this guy, poor? Like, no wonder he didn't have a...
Hey, he said it was folkloric.
Yeah, it's folkloric.
This is getting deep, you guys.
Oh, there's another song. There's another song. One of my other favorites that he sings. It goes like this. Mi burro. Ay, mi burro.
My donkey?
Mi burro está muerto y tengo que caminar mis zapatos.
So this guy's saying a lot about donkeys and shoes?
Donkeys and shoes, yeah. Very famous guy.
You should pull out a lullaby album.
A lullaby?
I think you should.
Mi baby. Mi baby. Mi baby está dormido y mi burro está muerto en mis zapatos.
Was he just talking? I don't know.
I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail from Ecuadorians. Like I always do, because I'm always making fun of
them. That song is real.
Mis zapatos.
Están muy
duros. Y mis huevos están bien grandes.
He's got big balls. All right, cool.
You know, I grew up with this black family right next door to me. Okay,
the Cosbys?
Then, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And then my dad used to sing romantic songs. My dad would be on the piano and he would sing. He was a really great singer and he was a composer, and my dad would be there playing, and then my friends would be cracking up because they didn't understand what he was saying, right? And then I would say, I gotta go home to dinner. And they go, what, you gonna go hear your dad sing, como estas, como estas, como estas, como estas, como estas? And they kept saying, como estas.
How are you?
Yeah, that's all they do. That's all they do, right?
What song was this?
No. The black kids next door only knew... Como estás, right?
Como estás.
And so they would sing a long song that would go, como estás, como estás.
It's Latin people. They just love to sing out loud for everybody. When I grew up, had this Argentinian lady that used to always be like, don't cry for me, Argentina. I didn't know who Evita was, but I was like, what song is she saying? Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, yeah, that's a famous song.
I know.
How can you not know about that and be Latino?
I don't think white people sing out loud, do they?
No.
My Sharona? Maybe.
When they're drunk.
When they're drunk, they sing out loud. I think it's a very ethnic thing, I think, for karaoke, especially. The Filipinos have the corner of that market.
Well, the Koreans too, right?
Oh, yeah.
In K-Town.
They've got those little hostess bars.
Have
you been there?
Yeah, I went to one. They got the room there.
We give you oh, come here, Mr. Rick. We give you big room for 15 people.
Oh.
And we give you a bottle, nice bottle, and you sing song all night.
Is that exactly what they're saying?
Oh, you got
bottle?
Small group. We got small room for 3 people.
Did they not
end it? Oh, we give you a half a bottle.
That's like
we
the give you half a bottle. Karaoke party.
We park your car VIP.
Three.
You come sing karaoke with dude. You go to this place. I had a Korean friend. Okay, you go to this place.
So that makes it not racist.
Yeah, it's not. Dude, come on. It's all.
It's always like that, right? It's like I got a black friend. All right, so I can say this.
Well, my Korean friend loved it, and he would take me there, and he would say, "Rick, come on, I got this. Don't worry, I'll show you." And I would be behind him. You know, like the first time you go to a strip joint, somebody tell you, you're just behind him, like following him around. Like,
what? Like first time, wait, time out. First time you go to a strip joint?
Whenever your first time somewhere. Okay. And you don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
You know, you're just with your friend.
First
like,
time in a brothel.
You're kind of scared. You're kind of like, you know, and that's how I was with him when he took me to K-Town karaoke place. He would take me in. He goes, I got this. Don't worry. And he'd be like, you don't want it. You know, like get in a room, right? and then like, we would get a room and he'd get bottles and glasses. And he'd be like, see, Rick, I got this, man. Now I'm going to sing.
Can I request mis zapatos?
Sorry, we don't have it. We have only mi burros.
Mi burro.
Maybe that's what was going on at the gym with the guy behind you on the treadmill. It was just his first time there.
when he was running right behind me.
There should be rules. See, that's why I don't go to gyms anymore. See, that's my logic behind that. I don't go to gyms anymore because I think the last time I went to the gym was probably about 10 years ago. But even back
10 years ago?
No. Let me take that back. It was in 06. I was going a lot in 06, 07.
Okay. Oh my God, you got to know the years.
But I wasn't working. I know, sorry.
Back in 06 and 08, I used to work out a lot.
6 years ago. All right, 6 years ago. Okay, but I wasn't working out. I wasn't using it to work out. I was just going in the steam room and then taking showers and falling asleep.
Were you homeless?
No, I was making a lot of money. I would get a massage, then go there and kick back for 2 hours and relax.
He just wanted the Facebook cred.
Oh, no, I wasn't on Facebook.
You know, there was no Facebook at the time, really.
Yeah, I wasn't popular, using Facebook.
So, yeah.
MySpace, guys.
You were doing the sauna? I don't like the sauna too much because I
do the steam room.
Or even the steam room when the guys walk in.
Well, because the steam kills a lot of germs.
Well, let me tell you what happened. This guy, first of all, I don't like the steam room because, first of all, the locker room is even horrible. I won't rant on this too much, but people just walking around without a towel. Seriously, go screw yourself. Don't do that, please. Like, why are you walking around without a towel?
Yeah, just put the towel on. Yeah, I agree.
And they're shaving like at the mirror with their like, you know, it's like just naked
thing hanging.
Yeah, just naked hanging out. And then they go in the steam room, and I remember this one guy. Honestly, guy walks.
Why
up
do
and,
you remember him so well?
I remember him because it was the most awkward moment I've ever
did
had.
Did he have a mole?
No. Yeah, he had a mole shape of a burro, and he was like,
oh, you look that close.
He came in and like he stood like he did the Washington George Washington crossing the Delaware thing, the stance.
Okay.
He was like right there, like, hey, like he was standing like the Captain Morgan talking. Okay. He's trying to talk to me in the steam room.
Okay.
He's like, hey, so what are your
he
goals?
He did the Captain Morgan stance?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, what are your goals in life?
Was it still swinging and splashing at you?
Yeah.
Was it like you're getting like
he said, what are your goals in life? And I'm like, well, I walked away. I was like, I just walked
away. Get away from your cock.
Like, first, I got an immediate goal. My first goal is to get your balls out of my face. And then that was it. That was the end of the conversation. I walked out of there so fast. It was like so uncomfortable. Because a lot of the gyms, like in the Bally's, when it used to exist over there before it became LA Fitness, that was like known for a place for like gay guys used to go in the steam room and used to do gay things.
Are you kidding me? Where's this?
Right there off of Ventura and Tujunga, that area.
Really? Hold on, I'm GPSing it. Hold on.
No, you don't. It's gone now. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone?
Yeah, it's gone. It's LA Fitness now. It's LA Fitness.
That sucks.
I don't know. I think they cleaned up their act.
They have gyms just dedicated to steam rooms now.
Do you go to gyms?
Yeah. No, I never go to the gym because the only time I sweat is in bed.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. You don't go to the gym. You sweat. That's your workout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a lot of fucking.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I know. We're both like, wait, hold on. I still got to do more.
A lot of muscle clenching. I'm good to go, guys.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you work your Kegels?
Yeah.
That's good. That's always good on a girl when she works her Kegels, because when it goes in, if it's not
you
like.
You got to start early.
It's got to be like a baby grabbing your, well, that's a horrible analogy.
You guys are.
Which is a perfect segue. Do we have a music segment to go into oral stimulation by any chance? Do we have a song that, because we're going to start off with our do's and don'ts in sex segment right now, which is the main beef. And we're going to talk about oral stimulation, and we're going to talk here with Melissa. Do we have any sexual songs out there that we can play?
Sexual songs.
Yeah.
Let me look up a sexual song.
To intro. Okay. In the meanwhile.
Pop that pussy.
Yeah. Pop that pussy. You think
pop.
That? That'll be a good one to start. or maybe sexual healing. What would you say? No.
That's like too romantic.
Yeah. Too romantic. Yeah. Okay. How about Berlin?
Oh, that's a good one.
Berlin.
That's a good one.
Sex.
How about some Two Live Crew?
All right, let's hear that.
Yeah, pop that pussy.
Let's go.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay.
Vic Cohen, host of Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? Is it too dirty? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
Pew
every nerdy subject you want to talk about. Star Wars, Star Trek, fucking Knight Rider. We'll do it. Wait, can we swear in these?
Do whatever you want.
Angry Dorks Podcast.
It's the Angry Dorks Show. You can listen live and comment along with us. You can be part of the show. It's Mondays, every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, you can call in. You can actually call us. You can be on the show, your beautiful voice, and roll a D20 for fun, resounding in the ears of 10,000 dorks. Is that
30,
true?
He said
no,
30 seconds.
We have 700.
It's like Clint Eastwood. They're just going to say, okay, go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
He doesn't say action.
Yeah, he says, fuck you to a chair.
We're like the 700
shit together, man.
You're
rated everything but this. Get your shit together.
Some kind of Filipino drugs. All right, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You're going last.
Lupia have speed in it?
Up next, we've got Judy. Judy coming to the stage.
Everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez
and Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time
or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Play is me first, ladies in the line saying me first, and keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk, but I told you how I squirt, it all comes with the worst.
The boys got my thick ass Cuban thighs, pretty horse eyes.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
Yeah, we're back here. It is radio time with your host, Rick Izquieta. And Rob DeRocha is my guest today, along with Melissa Padani.
No.
Fuck. How do you pronounce your
name? So close.
Padani. Padani.
Yeah.
Okay, let me start that over with Melissa Padani.
Perfect.
Host of Oral Stimulation, which you can catch here at SkidRowStudios.com on Wednesdays, 9 to 10 p.m. And basically, it's a show about sex.
Good sex.
Basically.
Good sex. And that's what our title is.
Is there a bad sex?
Well, that's what our title is today, is do's and don'ts about sex.
Okay.
Do's and don'ts. And so basically we've done our research as to do's and don'ts. But first, I want to know more about Melissa. Melissa, how long have you been doing this show?
I have been doing this show since...
Since you've been having sex?
God, even the way she's talking, she sounds like she's having sex.
I mean, it's always on my mind.
Okay, I hear you. Okay.
No, I've been doing this show since late last year.
Late last year. And then how long have you been having... When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 19.
When you were 19,
yeah,
okay.
Late. I was in college. I had been with the guy for 4 years. I made him wait.
You
made him wait 4 years and then you gave it to him and ditched him?
He basically had to graduate. He had to get his diploma. 4 years. It was like a community, it was like a college, right?
Yeah,
four-year
he
university.
Needed some ambition.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Did you graduate with honors?
I did. I graduated summa cum laude from UMass.
Mama
Boston.
Cum laude.
What did you graduate
Mama
with?
Mama cum laude.
I graduated,
vagina?
No.
He graduated with vagina cum laude because he got you. So.
Okay, so you lost your virginity at 19. You you had a boyfriend for 4 years and you didn't have sex with him. You made him wait.
Yeah.
You were following some type of rules, I take it, with your vagina.
No, I was just naive. I mean... Knowing what I know now, I would have done it a lot sooner.
Oh, you would have, huh? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So then tell us, take us through the quest, the adventure, the trails of the life of Melissa.
Okay. Well, let's see. So after I broke up with that guy, I moved out to L.A. in 2002. And
what is that? You sound like you're like, oh. He's like, ladies and gentlemen,
don't mind the table. Don't mind the table moving.
I was married for a couple of years.
Okay.
And then...
So you were with that other guy longer.
I was... You know, I have long-term relationships.
Okay.
Yeah, because then I was married for 8 years. And all right. Then I met this, I don't know, other guy.
Wonderful.
I was with him for about 2.5 years.
I'm writing the movie, dude. I don't know about you. Can I get the rights to the movie? Okay, go ahead, Anne.
And now I'm just fucking any guy that I meet.
Okay, well, this is Rob. That's Rob over there.
Hi, Rob. I'm Rick. Nice to meet you.
That's Jeremy.
Let's get it over with.
Do we take number?
Is there a number? Okay. Nice to meet you. Here's your number. Serving now, 81. 81.
It's okay. Bad. No, I have a really bad habit about hooking up with guys like the first night that I meet them. Because I figure I'm never going to meet them.
Sounds like a good habit.
Well, I'll be honest. She has a cute look. You know, she has a smile.
She's very pretty.
Very pretty. I mean, you know, you have, what size are your breasts?
34D.
Okay, you're tall. You have long legs, slim. Yeah, she's what? Czech, you said, right?
Czech, yeah.
Czechoslovakia. Do you speak any Czechoslovakia?
Domé hubičku.
Oh, that's hotter.
that
qualifies as hotter. I don't know, for me.
That would be hotter. I don't know.
You wouldn't think so? Nah. Say something sexy, like a little bit longer in Czech. Say, watch.
Listen. All I know.
Close your. What was that?
Okay, wait. Say it slower. I'm gonna close my eyes. Go ahead.
Domé hubičku.
Okay, yeah, that's all right. It works for me. All right, that works better. All right.
Yeah. It almost sounds like he says, call me a bitch now.
it just means kiss me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, so if you met a Czech guy, that's...
Yeah, see, I've kind of made it a point.
Did you meet a Czech guy and you wish you knew that? Is that what it is, Rob?
No. Well, not if I meet a Czech girl. How do you say it again?
Domé hubičku.
Domé hubičku.
Yeah, but like, I've kind of made it a point to learn how to say kiss me in all these different languages, except in Spanish, all I know is quiero chupar tus verga.
Oh, yes. Hello.
That's,
you can get a job at Adelita's.
I want to buy shoes. Is that what it is?
On your burro.
Chupa tu verga. Yeah, that's a good one to use. I mean, it's right up there with use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I figure if I ever find myself in a Spanish speaking country, I'll just get a guy to fall in love with me and then I'm safe. I'm good.
Perfect.
He'll lead me around.
That sounds really safe to do in a Spanish country. Just going around saying, hey, can I suck your dick?
Say hello to my little friend. Shut up, bitch. Just pick the cocaine. We will call you when we need you. That's what you're going to run into, right?
I would think so. I don't know. You're going to work out with that place. Okay.
Let's not fall off track here. All right. So oral stimulations from the creator of Sensual... I'm reading something here from oral stimulation from the creator of sensual techniques like the pearl necklace handjob and the Skittles blowjob. Now, before I ask you about this, I want to ask Rob, do you know about these techniques?
I would like to know more about the rainbow.
You've never.
I would like a girl to taste my rainbow.
No, have you ever had any?
The pearl necklace I know about.
Okay, the pearl necklace handjob though.
Don't do that. It's too messy.
Okay. No, not on the neck.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's on the neck?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's hear the definition from oral stimulation herself.
Wait. What were the other ones, though? So that's not the neck. Pearl necklace, I always thought was the neck. And what was the other one?
The other one was Skittles blowjob.
No, I have never had. I've had...
I've never heard of these things.
Yeah,
but go
Skittle
ahead.
Blowjob. I'm assuming that's like put a lot of Skittles in your mouth. Yeah, is that what it is?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but you have to fill your mouth with cold water first so it doesn't get, so it doesn't melt too fast. Interestingly.
Okay. I mean, we're all ears here. We're all ears.
You can just go. You can just
flow right into it.
This technique was created for a certain ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I thought she was going to say it was created by the Mayans or something. It was done with rocks at one time. Salty rocks.
No.
To help the penis enlarge more.
But I actually
expand.
Created it for him, and then we broke up, so I've never been able to use it.
Oh. And you know what? Rob has Skittles right now on him, don't you? Oh, wow. That's a sad story.
How is that a sad story?
Because she wanted to do something for her boyfriend and then didn't get to.
I was so ready.
And she was so ready. She bought how many Skittles?
Bags and bags.
Bags and bags of Skittles.
So you just wanted him to taste the rainbow. That's it.
I wanted to taste it.
You should call it Taste the Rainbow. Don't call it the Skittles.
That's incredibly interesting.
You can do an M&M. There's an M&M. I guess you can invent
M&Ms
your own.
Because those shells would just...
What's wrong with the shells?
You know, they're sharp.
What about gummy bear? Got me, Vera?
I don't do anything with gelatin.
Oh, Jesus. Now you got a diet when you're doing this? I don't do this.
I'm particular about my candy.
Oh, okay. And what cock. About... I'm trying to think of other things. Well, obviously you couldn't do it with a jawbreaker.
No, you know what? Actually, I want to try it with a fruit roll-up.
A fruit? Yeah, that's a good one. That's excellent. That's the best.
It could, hold on a second. It could make them bite, though.
No, it won't. No, no biting.
No, I used to bite my thumb when I get. I had a fruit roll-up around my thumb. That's why my thumb's all crooked.
I ate a donut off a guy's cock once.
A donut?
Was it? What kind of flavor donut was it?
I believe it was glazed with chocolate.
With chocolate? That's pretty good. Yeah. I don't know about that though. That's like
that's kind of scary messy.
Yeah, that's like a little messy. There's a lot of biting because you can't really. Yeah, I don't know.
I would say hot fudge.
You have to be gentle.
Seems like
I'd
fun.
Say caramel, like something cold, like strawberry syrup caramel. That might be fun.
I've done that. It just gets too messy. And
you have to shave first.
Yeah, you have to shave.
Oh, I have to shave?
Yeah.
The guy
do you
does?
Shave?
I manscape. That's
you
about
manscape?
It. Yeah, I manscape. I use the
clippers.
The
clippers.
The hand motion there.
Huh?
That's a good hand motion.
Yeah.
The clippers just goes down like that.
You ever cut yourself down there?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Yeah.
No, I've used, I had a girl one time, I don't even know what I'm saying this. She used waxing down there, that area.
Uh-huh.
And she just ripped it. That was like the worst pain.
God, that hurts so bad.
Oh my God. And it was clean.
She did that to you?
Yeah, it was clean because she was doing it to herself. And she's like, I want to show you how it hurts.
Was it like that? Was it the part between your anus and your balls?
No.
It was
the top part, like right above my cock.
Okay, right there.
Yeah, the soft part right there, and just pulled it off. And it just looked so weird for so long. Like, I didn't know how to, like, explain it to another girl.
Wait, she just did one strip?
Yeah, just one strip because I didn't want to do anymore. No, fuck.
You know what?
What?
Wow, he knows this girl.
I had an ex-boyfriend that begged me to wax his ass once.
No way. Why would anybody do that?
Because he is a weirdo.
Yeah?
He wanted it so bad. He was begging for it. And then he wanted to see...
Then he wanted to see what? His ass?
Then he wanted to like see the hair on the wax and
to really? Do what? What is this guy? Wow.
What's going on?
You
with
should
the
be
world,
more selective.
Man.
I'm just gonna say.
Right. Well,
that's pretty fucked up.
I would put that in a don't. In the sex column,
yeah,
don't ask your partner to do weird, gross things.
I would just say get used to my hairy ass.
Weird, gross things is one thing, but I want to see my ass hair on a wax strip.
No, thank you.
That's
personally, I don't even like seeing my ass hair on the toilet seat. So it's like,
ew,
I don't know.
Why would it be there?
Because I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
ass in your hair.
Yeah.
I mean, hair on your ass.
Yeah. Right, I hate it when I get on my pillow. Anyways, so her show, Melissa's show, Oral Stimulation, offers listeners a tantalizing journey into a world where new fetishes are discovered, fantasies come true, and Melissa and Alex throw in a little humor. Is Alex the one that gives the blowjobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a girl? I hope that's a girl, right? It's a girl, right?
No.
Yeah. No? Oh, it's a gay dude?
He doesn't.
No.
I'm sure he doesn't.
He's not gay.
No, he's not gay.
But he doesn't give the blowjobs. Okay. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
Join us on this side of the table for the conversation.
All right. Sorry. I don't know. Alex, I think, you know, guy. I'm like, what?
No, it's okay. And then so you do this every Wednesday. She has a picture of herself like this.
Yes. She's narcissistic right? like that.
Yes. Yep. And she was actually telling me earlier, Rob, this is a very interesting story. And if you are a comedian out there, you're going to find this extremely interesting as well. But and I'm not going to name any names. Everybody here stays anonymous. But Miss Melissa said she had an opportunity this weekend in Vegas of almost having a three-way with two comedians.
Well, two unknown comedians, which is the worst part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say I'm not that
right.
famous.
She named them. We didn't know who they were. Yeah. But maybe they're on the East Coast or something.
You
I don't know.
What would be funny is if they weren't even comedians.
Oh, like they just told me they were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, they're like, yeah, we just got off stage. Yeah. We're done with shows for tonight, but
room. We're really funny guys. Really, listen, knock knock. Knock, knock. Who's there? Orange. Orange, you crazy. I'm funny. I'm telling you.
What are you, John Travolta from Greece?
No.
Knock, just, knock.
Knock, knock. That's Christopher Walken.
That's so weird.
Okay, so what was the reason why you were in Vegas? Were you promoting oral stimulation?
I was in Vegas for CES because I do a lot of spokes modeling.
Okay.
See, is that that's not the porn convention or anything?
No, that's AVN. That's AVN. The 17th through the 19th.
Yeah, I really want to go to that. But go ahead.
Just wondering if you had the hookups.
Do you have tickets? I got Skittles.
I may. I actually do know some girls that are going out there.
I am a professional driver. And I can, what?
Oh, you do have some girls that are going out there?
Yeah, I could go if I wanted to, but I actually have to go back
Yvette?
Out there.
Garcia, Yvette Cuban Cookie Garcia. Do you?
Do you know Yvette Cookie Garcia?
Yeah, Cuban Cookie. I don't know. She's pretty high, and she goes to those things.
How about
she's
Sylvia
like Nikki Benz and
how about Sylvia Chichi Alonso
and stuff like that? Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
How about Debbie Deep Throat? Do you know Debbie Deep Throat?
Debbie suck a lot of cock.
Yeah,
do you know her?
She came to my tea party last week. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go. So you're in this conference in Vegas, okay? And you decide. I guess it's like a Saturday night or a Friday night. What night was it?
It was a Saturday night.
All right. Did you see these guys perform?
I mean,
before they had took their clothes off.
You mean in bed or on stage?
No, on stage. Did you see them perform like stand-up comedy?
They just told you they were
comics. I've seen one of them,
Oh, you saw one of them.
Okay, you saw one of them.
Yeah,
was he funny?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. He was
Look
funny.
Look at the way she said that,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. You know what? I'll take that.
You have to be a good comedian.
Hey, I'll take that over. Nah.
Well, you know? It was two open mic comics.
Yeah. Yeah, he tried.
I was down at the grill, guys.
Did he kill? Did he kill?
He always kills. I've seen this guy kill,
Oh, he always kills.
He is a headliner.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So tell me, you're... You're watching this show, and when did the offer come about?
This was, let's see, how did it get started? Well, we were at the show, and then there was weed involved, and then before I knew it, we were back at the hotel in the bathroom, and...
Wait, I don't get, time out.
It's all a little fuzzy.
Okay, it's fuzzy? All right, because it's like... You really skipped a lot of steps here.
Are you like going over his set? Is that a joke that he did?
We're at the hotel. Like the Hangover.
It was Vegas, guys. There's kind of a
all of a sudden there's a butt plug in me and we didn't
No,
do anything.
Nothing goes in my butt.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. There's a don't there.
Yeah,
so
don't touch my butt.
Yeah, so you
I mean you can spank me.
Not even a finger?
The pinky.
No, not a pinky, but
the
like
pinky.
Just the finger when you reach around and then the finger.
Not even the point of the...
I mean, that would be okay, except guys have this bad habit of like pulling, you know?
Wait.
It doesn't just go in nice and smooth. It's like they're like grabbing you.
Well,
you know,
it's like, just like really hot.
Picking up
and
a
then
turkey
you got,
or something, you know.
Picking up a turkey.
Well, you know.
Like a bowling ball?
Yeah.
What position are you in for them to be picking you up? I don't get it. Like, are you on?
Okay.
Anyways,
okay. So we've learned that you don't like anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
That's very interesting because I talk about that I'm actually a virgin in that I've never stuck the pee-pee in the popo.
I've never had anything in my.
Wait, you've never put yours in anyone, or you've never had anything in yours?
Both. Oh. But number one, the second
Seriously,
one,
man, you've never
the second one,
you've never done anal?
Never, damn. Because I have this.
Well, I've got a vibrator in my purse. Let's go.
What, with my ass? No, nothing's going in my ass. I'm just saying, look,
you've never done a girl in the butt.
No, I'm not.
I've done it
nothing.
A couple times.
I've done it in the ear, maybe? I don't know.
In the ear?
Well, how small is your cock?
She was a big girl.
Was she a Dumbo?
I just have this weird.
Elephant?
I have this weird feeling about the cock coming out of the butt. Okay, and Erica. Okay, I picture that, and I say I don't want that on my cock.
That's okay. That's fair enough.
That's my problem. And then plus, my brother, when I was a little kid, he used to teach me about sex. He said if I stick my dick in a girl's butt and she farts, my balls will explode. So hence the reason.
Which is a fact.
That's a good deterrent right there.
My brother says, that is true. He still tells me today, that is true. I say, you know what? You told me when I was a kid, it's a joke. I use it as a joke in my comedy shows. He goes, it is true. It is true.
That's not true.
You're Mexican?
I'm Ecuador. My family's from Ecuador.
And your brother sounds Middle Eastern.
Yeah, I know. I fucked that up. Thank you for pointing it out. Thank you for pointing it out.
Is this the Kardashians? Yeah, are from all over?
It's my friend, bro.
I'm Ecuadorian.
I'm good chicken Ecuadorian. That's what it is, okay, bro? We wear a lot of cologne.
Yeah, you know what? It is disgusting. It can be disgusting.
Yeah.
No, it can be disgusting, but at the same time, it's just a different...
I haven't fallen in love yet, Rob.
It's a different thing. No, I didn't fall in love. And I did it. But you're right. It can get messy, and when you do... And
let me ask you a question. When you've done it and it's gotten messy, have you said, man, I'm never going to do this again?
And then you do it anyway.
No, I just remember one time where it was like...
Well, I'm going to make sure I know her better. Would you... I'm going to make sure I know where she's from. No. I'll get her name. I'm going to make sure I know her name. What's your name? Are you going to be like that?
It's usually taking a shower right after. But, you know, it's with a condom, like
immediately
too.
After.
No, but it's like with a condom, so like sometimes it'll be on the condom, and that's when it's like... Oh, but you don't see it until you
take it off. Do you ask her to take it off? I don't want to touch that with my hands. Do you have any gloves?
No. I've done it more... I've done it like 5 times, maybe, something like that. Who knows?
You ever see a piece of corn on your condom?
Gross.
No corn.
Would you just die? Would you just leave?
I would faint.
I've been grossed out to the point where like, wow, that just happened. Like, I don't know if you just ate Mexican food that day or whatever. No, it wasn't that bad, but it was definitely remnants was on there. Like to the point where I was like, it was kind of gross, but it felt good. It felt weird. You know, I've done it where like nothing was on it and it was just a complete, you know, it was clean, you know, like nothing was on it. But it's happened to me twice where things were on it.
If you've gotten a corn on your condom, call us 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562. Tell us your do's and don'ts in sex. Now, Melissa, I've done some research.
Tell us some do's and don'ts.
Tell us.
What's your top three do's and your top three don'ts?
Oh, yeah. Well, we already know one. No butt. Mm-hmm. No butt action.
Okay, so my top three do's would be definitely a lot of kissing. I love when a guy focuses on the back of my neck.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's so hot.
I do that.
Me
that's,
too.
That's my move.
Right, I'm doing that right.
I do that. The biting motion, but you don't bite hard, but it's like you're just nibbling and you're just sucking back here.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just start kissing the rest of the... You sound like
that's good.
I'm like, Rob. Go, Rob. I'm cheering you on, bro. I'm like, Rob, you're doing it right.
You're kissing all the back here. Like just kissing here and like maybe kissing down in the back. Okay. But yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Rob. Rob, kiss me in the back like you do all the time, Rob.
I'm a big biter.
Bite me, Rob.
Yeah.
I like that. Look at my arm, guys.
Let me see.
Yeah, I do that.
Wow.
I leave my
mark. Bite?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I leave my mark.
I'm a comedian. Look at this. All the comedians are. You got comedians. Do they leave signs like on your arm right there? What's his name? Dane Cook was here.
Dane Cook.
You wish you
only
could get Dane?
Only Asian comics, guys.
You only like Asian? Mm-hmm. You know Scott Shimamoto?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Japanese?
Oh, yeah. I can introduce you to Scott Shimamoto. He would, like, melt in my arms. He'd love me forever if I introduced you queue up with Scott Shimamoto. I don't know if Scott's ever gotten some tail.
I think any Asian guy hooking up with a white girl is very happy.
Yeah, so. I'll hook you.
Sorry.
It's my rocky day.
It's a very happy moment.
Melissa had her picture taken with a Dak fan.
I did with Dak. Oh, God, you guys, I almost died.
Yeah, you like Dak fan?
That's
like
weird.
I did.
You big a fan of Dak fan? What fan? Oh, fuck it, let's move on.
Wow, do confusing. You ever go like, wow, that's pretty hacky. All your jokes kind of sound alike right now. Bad driving. Oh, hustle. Oh, fuck you. First floor. Yeah, whatever. All those jokes are all the same, but go ahead.
All right, so.
So you like hacky comedy? No, I'm just kidding. No.
She liked that we were on Kiss, the top things to do in sex.
Okay. Yeah.
Kissing around your neck.
All right, let me ask you this. with the kissing part too. Yeah. Like, what don't you like during kissing?
Teeth crashing.
Oh yeah, the teeth.
Oh, teeth crashing.
It's over if there's.
Oh my gosh! It's like, calm down, woman.
I don't like if a guy like really starts, you know, excavating my mouth with his tongue.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just a little, you know. Just
like
a little...
excavating.
Excavating.
I'm gonna climb this molar.
Wait,
I'm gonna research this molar over here with the tip of my tongue.
You know.
See what you've been eating for lunch and breakfast. Tastes like omelets.
You know what I don't like? When a girl like keeps her mouth too, like, either it's like, either the worst of the worst is like when it's like, when they keep their mouth too close, like too small.
Yeah.
And your mouth is like, I don't have a big mouth.
You're like,
I don't,
all over her face.
Yeah, exactly. And that bothers me when she doesn't open the mouth. Or when the girl opens her mouth too much.
Oh yeah, if a guy turns and he's like, bleh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh God.
What are you talking about? If he opens his mouth too much?
Too wide, yeah.
Too
and
wide?
And they like come at you.
Oh yeah, that's stupid. That's like, yeah.
You put your hand on their face.
Look at my liver! Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that when girls do that.
Yeah, that's definitely a no.
Okay,
and
so
slow kissing or fast kissing?
Nobody likes fast kissing. Come on, dude.
Yeah, no? Slow kissing with a little bit of nibbling.
Well, slow kissing, but then fast kissing when it starts getting like hot and heavy.
Well, fast kissing is when you're in a hurry.
Don't do that dart thing. Don't.
Oh, I wasn't doing a dart thing. I'm sorry.
I know, dude. You're stabbing her.
Hot and heavy. When it's getting hot and heavy, you start kissing like fast, right?
Yeah. Bite a little harder.
Yeah. And then sucking on the tongue.
Okay.
Or the bottom lip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot.
Bottom lip's always good.
I'm a professional kisser.
All right.
The number two do.
Number two do.
Would be, for me, I don't like being on top.
You don't like to work?
I always want the guy on top.
Wow.
No, I just don't like to see my boobs hanging there. It's nasty.
Why? That's such an image.
Let me share a little secret, oral stimulation. Man,
I know guys
love
like it.
That
I know.
View.
That is the greatest
it's
view.
It's the greatest view, and it's a comfortable position, too, for the man. Is it a lazy thing? It's not a lazy thing
not a lazy thing. It's a self-conscious thing, for sure.
Oh, it's a self-conscious
thing. But you need
thing.
To get over it. What about the lights off or to a certain point? Now, the reason why is...
You ever ride a horse?
No.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Go ride a horse. Go ride a horse and come back to me. Go ride a horse and come back to me. Right? Okay. So that's one of the don'ts.
Like,
huh?
I don't mind if I'm on my hands and knees, or if I'm on my back, or if I'm on my side. But I always want the guy over me.
Really?
I just like that
domination.
That's you know.
Might be a you seem like a dominating. Yeah. Like you like a guy dominating.
So you like your legs up?
Yeah, I mean, choose between sitting on top of a guy or having my legs in the air, I'd choose my legs.
One leg up and then one leg down.
Yeah.
It doesn't
switch.
I like having I like having my like knees like over my shoulders.
When you're what your
their knees like thrown back.
My knees
her
like
her
resting
shoulder.
On my shoulders.
Oh wow, yeah, that's
like
a good one.
Folded like a taco.
Like a taco.
Yeah, that means...
Like some origami.
Like hard shell.
Wow.
Ooh, that's hard shell. All right, so...
I'm going to sit here for a while.
Okay, so those are your three do's and don'ts. Rob.
No.
Rob, I want to know...
All of them.
No, she said
no,
she,
kissing on the
she
neck?
She said three. She said top three.
Okay, well, kissing on the neck and then on top, right?
Well, she said, well, that's the thing. She confuses because there were some do's and don'ts in there. So the kissing on the neck is a do. The on top is a don't. And what was the other one?
Being Asian is a do.
Being Asian is a do.
Accents, I've never heard that.
I've never, that's amazing.
If you got a Vietnamese
hold on a second.
Accent. Oh,
hello. Hello, sexy lady.
I'm not even kidding. If you
are you like crazy for Psy? Are you Ganga crazy for Psy? Hey, sexy lady. Gangnam style. She do you Gangnam style.
I've never heard a girl. Steve Burns does a joke. It's kind of funny, but he's just like, Asian girls are so nice. They're so nice that they go out with anybody. You know, they go out with like black people, white people. They're so nice that they go out with Asian guys. That's how nice they are. And that's a funny, like, I don't know. I've never heard it. You're like my ex. My ex liked Asian guys for some
what?
Reason.
What?
Yeah, like one of my exes. Like,
what does that say about you, Rob?
I don't, well, she wanted to try something different.
What does that say, Rob?
What does that say about you, Rob? Oh, go fuck yourself.
God. Oh, you very little, Rob.
That's actually a lie.
Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Really? All right, cool. I'll high five the guy I know you used to date.
No, actually, it's true for him, but.
We got a call. And somebody probably going to talk to us about their do's and don'ts. Who is on the phone?
Hi, it's Christy.
Christy, did you call in last week, Christy?
I did call in last week. Okay. I have a question.
Do you have a question?
What's your question, Christy? And who's it to?
My question is to Rob.
Ooh, okay. Rob. You're very riddled.
And then I have a question for Jeremy.
Okay.
Well, I've been thinking about the do's and don'ts, and a few things have been happening to me. I've been receiving excellent sex, but I wonder, is there such a thing as it being too wet?
No.
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
No. Never.
Yes.
There's too much, but
there's differences of opinion on this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of now it depends. Do you, is it to the point where you need to get a sponge out and like start, you know, cleaning up
the
place?
A towel or something?
No. Like the guy, this is like, you know, this never happens to me, actually.
Are you blowing up like a geyser? What the fuck is going on?
I feel like it. I feel like embarrassed.
You feel like you're blowing up?
No, it's great.
No, no.
I feel like it's embarrassing, but
you should be embarrassed.
No.
The only reason why I'm saying that is because I've been with a girl where like it was just wet, like. Like it was like a waterfall, just like coming out,
freaking slip and slide.
Yeah, and then to the point where like you know you're wearing a condom and it's just like it almost feels like there's no friction involved at that point and there's no Kegels being worked on because I said that to her and like I was going out with her for like a brief moment but it was like hey could you do something down there because like if you I don't know.
Well, you know what that means that she's very very into you. And in that situation, what you can do to kind of sop it up a little bit would be to go down on her. And then once you're down there, kind of, you know,
what?
Use
get
your
a towel?
Hand. Or, no. Like, use your hand. Kind of disperse the wetness.
Like
a
Noah?
Bit.
What's that? Not Noah. Like Moses doing the part in the sea.
You know, just kind of wipe it off a little bit.
Yeah, with a ShamWow. You just get a ShamWow. So you get a ShamWow, you soak it all up with a ShamWow. Just get a ShamWow.
I try to bring this up, but he's like, no, absolutely not. And I'm like, I feel like
he's all drowning. Weird. No, baby.
Well, how long have you been with him?
it's relatively new, so like I don't
know.
Yeah,
it'll calm down.
I'll tell you this: is like when it just gets all over the place on all of your sheets, and it's wet, and then like I get annoyed. It's like, are you serious?
So why does a guy want a girl to squirt so bad then?
That's like squirters.
Oh, Jeremy loves squirters.
Squirters are the best.
I don't mind if a girl has an orgasm that she doesn't need to like squirt because that's all. It's like basically like pee on my face.
Who's whining about like the squirting on the face? Who's saying like it's gross?
Rob.
I am.
Rob.
Sorry,
yeah, Rob. Yeah. Gosh,
I just
man.
Said if it's too much, it's too much. It just makes a big mess, and it's like basically like peeing all over my bed.
Well,
and
you don't
then
have to sleep.
Sex
in
is
it
supposed
after.
To be messy on some level.
It's supposed to some level, but to the point where it's like,
I enjoyed last time I had sex. I had a pastrami burger right all over me. She just ate it.
I was
it all
with
up.
A squirter once, and she squirted in my face, and I fucking loved it. It was
I
the best.
That.
I fucking loved it.
Wow, amazing! The way you meet people, the way you get to know people. I just met Jeremy like a month ago. It just took a total turn, and now I look at him now.
He's all, I fucking love it.
We now are I know very to get open him. Here. Now we're I know very open.
I don't even get him for his birthday, man. Oh man! Wow. So. Okay, so you think it's a problem. He likes it. What are you going to do about it?
If he's happy, just
I ask. Like, I'm like, should I use the towel? And he's fine with it. But no, I just wondered that
great.
Question.
It's great.
Cool, you know what?
If he likes it, he likes it. Yeah, and then if you feel so uncomfortable with it, yeah, bring a towel and then...
You should
yeah,
make
I mean, if you feel uncomfortable with it.
You should
that's
put
all I'm
you should put it in his juice in the morning.
Christy, knowing this about you makes me want to bang you so much more.
There
than
you go, Christy. There you go. You won, Jeremy.
I have one more thing.
Okay,
though.
Hurry up.
It's on my mind.
Hurry up.
Okay, we sometimes, you know, we talk dirty, and I don't ever want to talk about the shit that we talk about, like, in that moment.
So call the radio.
I say things that are embarrassing, right?
Okay.
You don't want to talk about that, like,
when?
Morning,
when? Like,
right?
When you're with your friends?
like, no. Like, whenever I'm being intimate with my fella, I don't want that repeated, like, during the day, like, when I'm...
You have to be in the moment.
So what you're saying is, like, you guys had sex and you know, you sprayed the walls with your vagina juice, and then, like...
See, now you sound like Ghostbusters. I've been slimed.
Yeah. And then he'll bring
That's
it
what
up.
I do to him every time, and I smile. I'm like, take that.
Yeah,
but then he'll bring it up like during breakfast, like, hey, remember when you like you
know. And then you're like, no, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Then I'm like, I have to go, like, or I just get really quiet, like, are you serious?
Like, yeah, like, why are you
talking about our mom's birthday, like, just, you know, or your mom's birthday, and you just like bring this up, it's just out of kind of nowhere. So
does he say, like, I wonder if my mom's a squirter too or something, like, what the hell, why would mom come up
what
all of a sudden?
I'm just saying it comes up during strange conversations that have nothing to do with sex.
Well, yeah. He's thinking about you. Saying? He likes you. Just be flattered by the attention.
Interesting.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, Christy. It was very interesting. What was that? It's a very interesting question. Somebody on Facebook actually said that they're enjoying the show online, and that she says, I've had a guy use lifesavers on me, and it's hot, guys. Put the lifesaver on your girls.
The breath mint one or the fruit one?
Yeah, because of the menthol.
Then enjoy eating her out. Yummo. The orgasm is more intense. I'm going to try the rainbow skillets sometime.
Skittles.
Thanks for Skittles.
Skillets. TGIF Fridays.
And she says, awesome show, my friend, sexy lady. So, sexy Lexi.
Yummo, that's Rachel Ray?
No, that's not Rachel Ray. It's actually sexy Lexi is what she calls herself.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so that was very interesting. We got a nice call from Chrissy talking about...
Is she from... like, how does she know me? Like, she wanted to ask me
Maybe
that.
She likes your voice. Know.
Yeah, she probably likes
Didn't
your voice.
Didn't she friend you on the last... She friended you
oh,
on the last
her.
Show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's
yes.
Great.
Was she the yeast one?
Oh, yeah, I like her. She wasn't a yeast infection girl.
She was
girl.
The herpes girl, right? No?
she sounded like the herpes girl.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of scary when the herpes girl is splashing. Wouldn't it be?
Well,
wouldn't you think your dog contagious? Could get it then? If your dog's like around and she hits the dog with it?
Oh, Christy Crockpot.
Is that her name?
Oh, I know her. Yep. She's on my Facebook, too.
That must be a hidden name.
Yeah, she's a funny girl.
She is funny.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
I like her updates.
So,
thanks, Christy.
Yeah, thank you, Christy. Thank you for calling in. And thank you, Sexy Lexi, also for sending me some message here. Another do's and don'ts. Here's some things that we found on the internet, 15 do's and don'ts. One of the things it said, don't rush. What's your opinion on that, Melissa?
Sometimes it's good to rush because, like, when you're hooking up, you know, backstage or whatever, and
you're doing like a commercial break on the radio show.
Yeah.
You know, you just, hey, hurry up, man,
or
hurry
in
up.
The car, because right? You have to get into dinner.
Yeah.
Then sometimes it's okay to rush because if a guy takes too long, and you're just like, then you start worrying that you're not
problem.
Turning him on. And
I take too long. That's my problem.
That's your problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speed it up.
Sometimes that lasts for like.
Yeah, it doesn't. The Cialis doesn't kick in for like second kick in for another hour.
Sometimes I go in for like a good 20 minutes, half an hour, hour. It's horrible.
I was with a guy who did like 5-6 hours once.
Ew.
Yeah.
That sounds brutal and painful, and that's like chafing.
It was.
That's longer than a football game.
You know, and I actually
found
out.
That's longer than Lord of the Rings.
I talked to him, and he actually did tell me that he was not on something as I'd previously expected.
Oh. He was not taking steroids? Is that what he was doing? Like Lance Armstrong?
Viagra.
Oh, Viagra.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah, he said he just trains for it.
He trained.
Wait a minute.
He masturbates a lot.
Oh, he trains.
He's a chronic masturbator. That's good. I train. What an idiot.
So this guy.
I watch a lot of porn.
So this guy, you're telling me this guy jerked off a lot.
I don't know if he jerked off. I mean, he was in Vegas, so he might have just been really, really experienced.
Okay, so he did this in order to last long, is what you're saying? Is like
I guess that's what he said.
Yeah, I've heard of this rumor. I've heard it, Rob. I've heard of this rumor.
the rumor
of jerking off a lot, and it will actually train you, like she said, train, get you ready. So when you're in that moment, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you try to hold off?
I train enough. I'm the Rocky Balboa of.
You're a bum, Rob. You're a bum. Look at your dick. Look at your dick. You're a bum.
My penis is the Manny Pacquiao.
Your penis is the Manny Pacquiao.
Do a lot of push-ups.
Do you keep yourself from coming in order to last longer?
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you're having sex. Yeah. You don't want to come fast because that's embarrassing.
That's horrible.
That's like that moment where you're just like, this never happens. I don't know.
But when you're in a relationship with somebody, I'll be honest, when you're in a relationship, you're going to do that every once in a while. You're going to come a little faster.
At that point, you don't care.
Because sometimes, from what I understand, women like that because they're like, I did that.
Yeah.
Right? The woman thinks I did that.
Really?
The woman thinks that.
I've complimented a lot of women. There's a lot of women out there.
Yeah, exactly.
They're taking a lot of compliments from me.
I've helped in their life. I've helped with their self-confidence.
Them afterwards, I'm like, yes.
And just so you guys know, on the flip side, if for whatever reason you're tired or you're nervous or you have a hard time keeping up, it's very important to
pretend like you came.
Talk your partner. No. Talk your partner through. Like, compliment her. Focus on her. Don't let her think it's her fault. Otherwise, she's going to get a total complex about it.
So what kind of compliments?
About coming too fast?
Complex.
No. What kind of compliments can you give?
Well, I mean, you can just say, like, it's not you. You're so beautiful. Good. I'm so nervous. You know.
Even if it's, like, the 100th time you've done it, like, you can't say that.
Well, no, you can't say it that time, but, like, the first or second time.
Okay.
You know? But don't just be like, I can't get it up because you're nasty. You know, that's...
I can't get up because you're nasty?
Well,
You just don't answer the phone anymore.
I can't get it up because... You nasty.
You nasty, boy. You nasty.
You can get it on Craigslist. You know, whatever. Just...
Okay. Are you writing this stuff down,
Ron? I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Are you writing it down?
Other compliments. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Yeah.
Okay, wait, I want to go back to the Asian
thing.
Hold on. I want to go back to the Asian thing, okay?
Like asking questions like that, though, like, whose pussy is this? Like, is that a good one?
No.
No? Okay, no. Just wondering.
Yeah, that's old.
I don't know, because when girls says that, this is your pussy.
Whose pussy is this? You're like, what day of the week is it?
No,
no, that's old. See, get in with the times. It's like, I like clams. That's what you want to say.
Yeah.
This Asian girl used to say that this guy would say that. It'd be like, ask her that question. Whose pussy is this? And she'd be like, yours?
I
mean, technically it's mine, but yeah, I guess it's yours right now.
But when the girl says, I'm going to come, you say, slime me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. So what were you going to say? Do you want to go back to Asians? Really?
This is interesting.
Go back to Asians.
This is, you don't understand. Come on, dude. This is like the Mayan thing here. When you get a girl who's, you know, would you say Caucasian, right? Caucasian lady, sexy lady like this, and then she likes Asian guys. That's interesting to me, right?
Because I feel like they're respectful.
They are, huh? Okay, that's good. Because Latinos, we just walk all over them.
You're still. I mean, not you.
Make me a taco!
Like, white guys, I just don't trust them.
Yeah, I don't trust white guys either.
But, you know,
that's
like,
really racist.
I know,
I don't know.
It's my life.
Yeah, it is your life. It's your pussy. It's your pussy. So
yeah. But she's being treated respectfully with the Asian guys.
I met this Chinese guy. He was, oh my god.
Yeah, because they like submissive women,
I've never met such a gentleman in my life.
What?
Yeah.
This is okay. I'm sorry. In the Asian culture, they don't treat women with the same respect, right?
Well, no, not necessarily, because Chinese guys are very respectful of their women. Filipinos, they've got that Spanish thing going on.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that you're white.
Spanish.
You're Western American. Uh-huh. So I think the fact is that they're just so happy to have you that it rarely happens to them. And I'm not like...
Asian guys are the next up-and-coming trend. They really are.
Oh my
god!
Yeah. You know what? I'll Google that right now. And I Googled it, and it's right here. First of all, it's Latinos are first.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Wait, exactly. for what?
Just the most desirable men. Oh, okay.
Women like it when Latinos say "Hola, mi amor."
Latino.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's white or European.
That's kind of hot.
And then it's black. then it's dildos, and then it's Asian.
I've heard that.
That's what it says here. That's what it says here. Up and coming. Dick. Get out of here.
I'm so serious. You know how it was like white girls with black eyes? That was like a thing.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that.
Why?
Because I'm not a black guy.
I'm not that into white women, so I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
The one woman I don't like, I've been with some Asian girls, and actually there has been some Asian girls that I do like, but most of the time I'm not really attracted to Asian girls. But like, I guess it would be like Latinas first, and then white, and then... And then I don't know. And then I don't really have a preference.
And then a sleeve.
Indian. Then Indian.
An Indian.
Yeah. I love the duck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it's up and coming. Get out of here.
Yeah. It's a new trend. Go get your Asian.
Yeah, I just got right here.
Get your Asian before they run out.
This is Ashley Brett Styles who's listening right now. Just wrote dildos, then Asians. LOL. That's how much you like that.
Hey, we are closing soon. We are having a big closing sale. Come get your Asian. Asian man, we're going to sell out. We are new trend. We're new trend for you. Come and get us. Yeah.
You created. There's no such thing.
Yeah. I'm great lava. I'm great lava.
You guys, just watch in the media. You'll start to see more interracial white Asian couples. That's what I'm saying.
In the media.
Yeah.
So, dude, it's already Psy. Look, Psy's a fucking Korean guy. He's a hit. He's a sex.
I mean,
he's a sex.
I mean, he's the next biggest Asian since Bruce Lee. You know, so
is that possible? No, wait. There was the New York Knicks basketball player.
Oh, Yao Ming.
Yeah, no, that was before Jerry Liu. What's it? No,
Jeremy
not Jerry.
Jeremy Lin. That's your fantasy, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tall Jerry Lin. Tall Asian guy. Tall Asian professional. Athlete.
I know. Doesn't even. It's like seeing a Sasquatch. Yeah. A tall Asian guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Has Psy done anything since that one song?
And nothing.
Is he ever going to do anything ever?
No, he'll disappear nothing, and all of a sudden Asians won't be that popular anymore.
Yeah.
You know what it makes me laugh about it? It's just like, it's the media and the whole thing. Like, you know, Latinos are the most popular, this and that. They always do that every like 5 years or something like that. And now like it's Asians, but it's never true. Because if you look at the media, you don't see enough Asians on television. Not anything against it. I would prefer more ethnicities on television, but it doesn't happen that way.
You're just watching the wrong channels, because if you watch the Korean channel, it's all Asian guys.
Oh, really? Korean channel. Okay. Yeah, because that's what I'm watching all the time, Korean channel.
I was watching the Korean channel the other day to get totally off track.
And masturbating?
It was some show.
Getting you hot? Does that really get you hot?
It was like, kind of hot.
Really?
There was some show, they were like guessing the price of different mushrooms.
Oh yeah, that's thrilling. Korean television. I can't wait to have game.
We have black mushroom. We have green mushroom. We have
shiitake mushroom.
We have nuclear mushroom.
You guys, they were like smelling them, and they had magnifying glasses.
Try to guess what mushroom it is. Try to guess what mushroom it is.
Oh, that's riveting television. I can't wait.
Dude, I gotta look that up, man.
I will never look that up. It's shiitake mushroom.
Truffles.
Wow.
That's truffles.
All right. Well, that's a great list of do's and don'ts of sex. Don't wait to get your Asian next week. Get them this week. It's a hot commodity right now. It's going to sell. They're gonna sell out. Next thing you know, you're going to be seen. You're going to be walking all around LA. You're going to see white ladies with Asian dudes. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I heard this on Is good. Radio Time.
One thing that's good is if you mix anything with Asian, you get a beautiful kid.
That is true.
It is. I'll give you that much. Yep. I'll give you that much.
A beautiful, smart kid.
Asian, actually.
Really? You wish you were?
I do.
Yeah?
I wish I was full.
Wow,
that's
you
so
have
cute.
I have never met a woman, a white Caucasian
you can
woman.
You can become like Asian. Women do that. They like, they go to Japan and they become the, what is that called? The servants? They're the geishas? Like,
geishas don't exist.
Yes, they do.
Not anymore.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, haven't you ever gone to the Korean hostess bar? No, they're there.
Yeah. Go there every Saturday.
Yeah, Rob. Someone's behaving like
I tell you, Saturday, 3 to 4.
Okay.
Jesus. It's geisha happy hour.
I can't think of any Asian woman that like in the popular media that I'm in love with, other than the girl from Wayne's World, and I forgot
her
name.
What about Lucy Liu?
Yeah, she's cute.
She's very attractive.
I like her.
Tia definitely. Carrera?
Yeah, Tia
she's
Carrera.
Filipino?
Yeah.
Like this much Filipino and they claim her?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Really? Well, is that what it is?
The Filipinos
does
will take anyone
upset?
Who's maybe a bit Filipino.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Well, I want to thank Melissa for joining us today, talking about the do's and don'ts. We're going to be taking a break right after this. When we come back, before I go, I just want to say you can hear Melissa Wednesdays, 9 to 10 p.m. on oral stimulation, and she talks more about all this sex stuff. Melissa, did you have fun?
Hey, she's on Sirius too.
She's Sirius, guys.
She's on Sirius Radio now, Rob. We have some serious celeb status here.
She's gonna be talking about mushrooms.
This is a serious celeb status. I'm telling you, it's a trend. We need to pick her up. She likes Asian guys. We need to get her on Sirius Radio.
Look at the mushroom,
guys. No. It is extreme talk.
It is
extreme talk.
Yeah, that's the name of the channel.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
There you go. So you can hear. Awesome. Melissa, on Extreme Talk, when? On Sirius Radio.
I believe it is Saturday nights.
11 p.m. to midnight.
Is that Pacific or Eastern?
That is Eastern time.
Yeah.
Eastern time, 11 p.m. to midnight. Melissa Padani.
Padani.
Just write it out phonetically. Come on.
I don't even know how you would write it phonetically. Look how it's ridiculous.
Padani?
Yeah.
You got to do P-U-H. Padani.
P-A.
Padani.
Donnie.
See, that's the
that's
thing.
That's how I wear a D, and then I would write a big E, and then an N. Padani. Oh. Mm-hmm. With two N and an E. Yeah.
Padani.
We'll work on this after the show, guys.
All right. Cool. Yeah, and during the break, too, and we'll work on some other stuff. The Skittles. We'll break out the Skittles. Yeah. And I got this M&M thing I want to show you.
And I'm going to definitely work on my Asian accent for the rest of the day. Oh, hustle.
We can measure and see how many Rolos you guys are.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Melissa... Padani.
Oh,
Padani.
My God.
Padani.
That's like the hardest last name for you to say. Padani.
We're going
to
take a break. Call us 1-800-893-9562. We're going to be doing some news and some sports in the last half hour of the show.
Talking dirty like a jerk, but I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys love my thick-ass Cuban thighs, thirsty horse eyes. So I open wide, let it slide when you come inside. I got a lifetime supply of Plan B in my drawer, so hit it raw dog style until my pussy's sore.
I picked you up at the stop for the city bus. You drank some Robitussin, dust, roll dick and titty bum. Then ate a burger from Hardee's with hot curly fries. Go to bed late, sleeping and never early rise. You know all about me, I'm fucking Johnny X. I wanna be when you pee and go between your legs.
If you wanna fuck with me, then you gotta make it hurt. I got that oven posted slip, overflowing lava squirt.
I'm the best at making out, you're the best at passing out. Waking up naked, shivering on my couch.
I'm a dominating bitch with a dirty swish. My dildo smell like rotten eggs from that pussy itch.
Y'all say fuck you, stinky.
Fuck you,
stinky.
Fuck you.
When I say stinky, y'all say fuck you, stinky.
Fuck you,
stinky.
Fuck you. When I say huevos, you say fuck you, huevos. Fuck you, huevos. Fuck you. When I say huevos, you say fuck you, huevos. Fuck you, huevos. Fuck you.
Doing it like lots of rabbits sipping on they weed grass. Girlies wanna cheat like an answer key in English class. I don't have to answer, but I did a lot of research. Deciphering the placement of a hyphen in your tight words.
Baby, come to me. You can put me in my place. I'll be riding bloody knees. Con tus huevos in my face.
Nerds think about sex, jocks think about sports. When I see you standing on the curb in some short shorts, all I wanna do is zoom, zoom in your ham hock and dig like a kid seeking China in a sandbox.
FCC.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Tune into the Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true, Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
FCC.
And we're back. Here is Radio Time with Rob DeRocha and Melissa Padani.
Hey.
Padani.
Padani.
She was she was helping me practice.
Yeah.
You know, by saying Padani. And I got it finally. Now we're back to the last half hour of the segment, which we like to go over some crazy news that's going on right now. And I don't know if you heard about this, but on Huffington Post right now, we have the first title up there is that kid, that young guy. His name is Aaron Schwartz. Have you heard about this guy, Rob?
No, I haven't. You're the one telling me about it. When did this come out?
This guy, he died a couple weeks ago. Jeremy, do you know anything about it?
No, maybe when you tell me more, I'll catch up.
But. Okay. He's the co-founder of Reddit. It was.
Yes, I do know about this. Yeah.
Yeah, and he is the internet freedom activist. He was an internet freedom activist called Aaron Schwartz, and he was killed last week.
He killed himself.
Oh, he killed himself. Yeah, he committed suicide.
Anyway. So the government didn't kill him.
He was also the co-author of a thing called RSS, and as a tech geek. RSS is really important. That is what allows our podcasts to exist and get pulled from iTunes. That's all done through RSS, what this guy did.
That's him. He is the author, the creator, co-author of the RSS, which is all this stuff behind the internet, all this stuff behind computers. This guy, he hung himself. He hung himself about a week ago, right? He hung himself. But you know that when you hang yourself, Rob, that can easily be, you know, done by somebody else.
I don't know about easily, but yeah, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know how to get into this. This is like really serious.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Serious stuff right here, and I'm afraid of getting killed myself. Because
oh, really?
You know? Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. I don't want you to find me next week hanging and be like, this guy from Skid Row Studios dies. You know?
I found it really interesting. Forgive me for bringing it up. We'll go.
No, I mean, I just think that it's. Thank you
for. But there's a huge backlash to MIT. Because some people feel MIT was responsible for adding to the pressure that this guy was under. And it was Anonymous who broke into MIT's website and defaced their website because of this guy's suicide.
Wow.
Wow.
You're right. It did get serious. Sorry, Rob.
No, it's okay. I mean, we're just talking about sex, do's, and don'ts. And we're like, all right, let's switch over to
Now let's switch over to Anchorman style.
Yeah, we're talking about Asians and mushrooms, and now we're going to talk about Aaron Schwartz.
And we did lose a lot of people.
Way to break that down, buddy.
Oh, all right. All right.
What are we down to, zero listeners?
Yeah, we just dropped. Man. We lost all our sexual listeners.
Everyone's like, this shit's getting too serious.
It's cool.
Let me go
it's
to the
cool.
archives.
It's cool. I know.
Can we
here we go. Here we go. Back to the silliness of our show, because that's basically what our show is. Here's something. Okay, here's top of the news right here. Dog abducted at gunpoint.
Dog the bounty hunter?
No, a dog. An actual dog was abducted at gunpoint.
Was returned. Wait,
pause up. That's what the title. Pause up. Okay. Yeah, he was abducted at
Haro?
Yeah, Haro. Oh no.
It was an Asian guy.
Scooby-Doo. His name is Bueller. The dog's this Bueller wasn't just plain hooky, okay? Bueller, a French bulldog allegedly taken at gunpoint in Florida, was returned safely to his owner.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So, is that better for you? You like that? Yeah, I made you laugh on that one, huh? this is a true story. It says
you
right
picked
here.
A gem right there. That's a good one to make talk of.
McCumber, 27, had taken Bueller for a walk at approximately 12:19 a.m. on Saturday when a gray Honda Civic pulled up on the side of the road, according to release of Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. A man then got out and asked McCumber what kind of dog Bueller was. So he came out. He didn't hold his gun up first. He said, what kind of dog is it first?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wanted to know.
Did he say Bueller? Bueller? Because that's what we're saying to our listeners
The dog's name was Bueller. After hearing that the dog was a French poodle,
Why wouldn't you be, I don't know, some kind of mutt?
Yeah, it's a mutt, yeah. Well, I wouldn't think anybody Saint would Bernard be stealing my dog.
Whatever. Well, why is anybody asking? It's midnight. Some strange midnight. Car rolls up. What you're like, oh, he's the finest pedigree.
What do you do, Rob, dog. If you got somebody come up? What kind of dog? what kind of dog is that?
Oh, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, if he's
Dude,
got
you
that
feel
deep,
weird?
If he's got hey, that deep voice. If he comes up to me with a deep voice like that, I feel very weird.
Does first your of dog all, think, have a big pee-pee?
He sounds like the bounty hunter guy. Dog the bounty hunter.
I'm a dog, too. What kind of dog is that? Because I'm a dog, too.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I don't know. What would I do if someone came up to me?
What kind of dog is that?
I'd be like, none of your fucking business. And then if he pulled out a gun, then I would tell him. But other than that, yeah.
After hearing that the dog was a French bulldog, he said, well, I'm taking it.
Is this a famous dog? Is this like Spot the dog or like the Bud McKenzie dog? Or what is this dog?
I think in
this
Tampa, Florida. I think in Tampa, Florida, French bulldogs are a high commodity. A lot like Asians here in L.A. Mm. Asian men.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
All right.
You're down with that?
I'm down with that.
Oh, you're down with that. Yeah. I'm down to get funky, girl.
Is anybody watching us on the camera right now?
Is anybody? Oh, yeah. You can watch us on the camera if you go to skidrowstudios.com and you do what, Melissa?
You just go to the last tab. There's our faces.
You just go to our last tab. Hey, what's up? How's it going? To all two people.
Well, let's go into, how about Lance Armstrong, huh?
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's like news. That's the fun news, I think, in a way. Because, I mean, this guy's been lying for a long time, you know?
Yes, that's very interesting. And he gave it up on Oprah. Was it Oprah? Did you see it?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it because it's not out yet. It's coming out soon. It's going to be a two-parter, but he's been lying for a long time. And hey, the ball on this guy, right?
The ball on this guy. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I just want to do that for that one joke.
Yeah, I know.
I just think it's funny. I mean, what do you think about it? It's like, do you think that he should be prosecuted? Do you think that, you know, I mean, he's finally coming clean, but I read something on the ticker on ESPN, too, that it said... that he wasn't completely clean about it. He didn't completely come out.
He didn't. How do you not completely come out? Do you say, "Oh, I just used steroids at the beginning"?
Right. Right. Exactly. But you know, I mean, the thing is, for me, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal, but because the fact is that everyone's tainted in bicycle riding, the Tour de France, everybody was cheating. Pretty much.
I feel like every athlete is cheating.
Not every athlete, but only
the good ones.
Well, bike riding to me, I don't even consider a sport.
Yeah, like
it's
nobody,
like leisure.
Who cares? You know? I feel like
it's like I'm gonna go for a bike ride.
He gave us all something to be hopeful for and we should just leave him alone.
Yeah, well we should.
Who cares?
But the problem with him was that he was a real dick. He was a dick and he was a bully. And he basically came out and like he was so adamant about protecting himself and saying like, I didn't cheat. Also kind of ruined people's lives and other people. Like that's how this all came about. You know that? Do you guys know that or not?
What?
Landis, the guy that won after.
Uh-huh.
He came out. He asked for his help because he knew everybody in the testing.
Like he wanted a shot in the butt.
No, he asked for his help. No. Why we gotta go dirty?
That's what they do.
He wanted Skittles. And that segment's over.
Yeah. He wanted Skittles.
No, he Landis won the race the following after he retired, and then Landis came to him for help for the testing. Because he knew all the people that, it was dirty. Like,
so he was cheating too, and then he wanted to know how to get around the test.
Yeah, how to get around it.
Okay.
And Armstrong turned his back to him.
Oh, what?
Exactly. He was a dick to him. That's when Landis came out and said, like, that's when he spilled the beans. And that's when things started hitting the fan. Like, shit hit the fan at that point. But that was a lot to do with Armstrong because Armstrong fucked up. Like, Armstrong should have helped him out. And then none of this would be happening right now. But that's when the cover
helped him out, or should he have just been like, nah, dude, I'm not there. I'm not in it anymore.
Well, that's what he kind of did. He didn't even take his calls. He just decided not to help him. That was his teammate for I don't know how many years, though.
It's pretty messed up.
So he was a bully. Armstrong was a bully, and that's why people are not feeling sorry for him. But at the same time, I mean, he did have to stick to cancer. He did have cancer. And he did go through all that chemo.
Well, that's no excuse to be a jerk.
No, you're right. Yeah, you got cancer, you don't have to be a jerk, right?
On a relating story, Charlie Ross, YouTube prankster, arrested for giving wedgies to strangers.
Surprise.
This is like some famous guy, some prankster guy. Charlie Ross from YouTube is known for orchestrating outrageous pranks and posting them on YouTube. But this time, the 18-year-old prankster may have gone a step too far.
When did a wedgie become an outrageous prank?
Well, look at this. This is pretty interesting. He was arrested for battery Sunday night. The underwear prank, which Gawker calls wedgie spree. He called it a wedgie. The cop called it a wedgie spree.
The cop did?
Yeah.
He was wedging people left and right.
Yeah, he was wedging people left and right.
Was he in a mall or so, or was he on the street?
No, I think he was, just out and about in the public, giving wedgies and recording it.
He was recording it? Hey, turn around real quick.
Yeah. And then he put it on his YouTube, and so they arrested him for
assault
battery.
And wedgie?
Well, I don't know. Assault and wedgie and battery. Wedgie and battery. It was probably wedgie and battery or assault and wedgie.
Well, I think that would be the worst thing to ever go to jail for. I mean, if you're in prison, why'd you go to jail? I was giving people wedgies. that's the worst thing I don't know.
Hardcore.
You wouldn't last long in
Amazing,
jail.
Amazing, huh? Amazing.
What about Brent Musburger and his comments about Catherine Webb?
Talk to me. I haven't heard it.
God, what are you guys, under a rock?
No, I'm following Wedgie News.
Okay, Wedgie News. Well, Brent Musburger is an announcer, and during the BCS championship, quarterback from Alabama, his girlfriend was seen. She's Miss Alabama, by the way.
Okay.
And the camera caught her.
Oh.
And then all he did was say,
nice, good looking.
All he did was compliment her. Complimented her, and then he got so much, and like he got in trouble for it.
Why?
Because he complimented her. Exactly. Why? Why? So Brent Musburger got in trouble for it. Like I guess it was like a big thing.
Was he like being a dirty old man?
No, he wasn't. He was like, wow, yeah.
Look at the tits on that one.
I would love to put Skittles in her mouth.
See, kids, that's why you become a quarterback. You get tits like that. Now back to on the field.
And the thing is that she might. After this incident, she might pose for Sports Illustrated now for a swimsuit issue. She also got like a million followers on Twitter after this incident. She had like 500 followers before that.
Is she offended? Or she are wasn't the random offended.
Random women.
See?
Random people were offended. And now what he did recently was he complimented one of the announcers, a female announcer, just to stick it into everybody, Holly Rowe. And said, it was really smoking tonight. Like, he complimented her and told her that she was beautiful while he was sounding off. So it was just, like, a way of, like, you know, just kind of sticking it to everybody. Just
what
like,
a
you know.
Dick.
Yeah, I don't think he was
trying
a dick.
Trying to be polite to women.
I know.
Telling them they're pretty. I can't believe that shit.
I know, exactly. If it was an insult, but all he said was, like, she was breathtaking, and he just complimented her. So, I don't know. I just think that's BS.
If any guy compliments me, I'm like, oh, thank you. Turn a little red. Like, come on.
Really? Yeah. Do you? What about if it's an ugly dude?
Even if it's an ugly guy. Yeah. I still say
rare.
Thank you.
You're rare. Because most girls will be like, ew, get away from me.
No.
Unless it's a hot guy.
There's etiquette there. And some women know that, you know, they have to be nice.
I'm always nice to guys. Like, nothing melts me faster than a guy opening the door or being polite or just saying a little compliment. I love that kind of stuff.
Oh. Really?
That's cool. Why I dress up and, like, get all, you know, wear heels and
cry
every day.
Hi, Marissa. Remy, get that
you're
door
so
for
beautiful,
you.
Marissa.
Remy, get that door for you, Marissa.
Hi, guys.
This is my Chinese restaurant, Marissa. And I think you're going to like it. I am hot today for you.
Combo number 5.
Let me get that chair for you, Marissa.
You guys don't even know how nice this Chinese guy was. I'm telling you.
Really? How nice was he?
He gave me his scarf.
He
gave you my scarf, Marissa, to save your throat for when
oh,
I stick
God.
My
Asian people
my
right
Asian
now.
Penis
I'm sorry,
down
Asian
there.
People.
Oh, they love me. Asian people love when I joke around.
Yeah, they just love when you do
they
that.
They love me.
Just like English people love it when you're, hello, governor.
Hello.
Yeah, they just love that kind of stuff.
Something else on the news. Same name couple. Same name couple. Would you marry a girl named Rob, Rob?
No, because he's a dude.
What's the name?
Roberta.
Like
what was the name? What if her name was Roberta? Roberta. But she goes by Rob for short.
No. No, I would never call her Rob. I would call her some other.
It'd
I would
be Rob and,
middle name.
It'd be Rob happen? And Rob. Well, here it says same name couple. Kelly Carl Hildebrandt and Kelly Katrina Hildebrandt are divorcing. They were married 3 years, and they use the same name, and they became famous for that. They recently filed divorce.
You can be famous for anything these days.
I know. You can be famous for catching snakes, bro.
You'd
be famous for popping pimples. I really think so. If you do a YouTube channel and say popping pimples, all of a sudden, if it goes viral.
Has that been done or is that just like your new thing you're working on?
Hey, man. No, not my. I don't know. You're the one with the trends and the Asian
Someone
people.
Someone asked me to do that once.
What, pop their pimples?
Yes. Yeah. The same guy who wanted me to wax his butt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was this guy Asian, the guy that wanted... Because
yeah,
Asians
he
don't... Really?
Oh, yeah, he was. He was
Asian. I thought
Asian,
Asians
huh?
weren't hairy.
Wow.
Well, just his butt.
Well, that's
sounds,
good.
Sounds very magical.
Magical.
There were many magical moments.
You got another story there, Rob?
No, I don't.
You don't have... Okay, wait. I found one right here. Hold on. I found a class act...
Why don't we talk about the Facebook thing?
Class act... Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were going to do Facebook right now. One more. Class act teacher, Mary Maloney, teacher allegedly offers oral sex... to police officer after a hit and run charge. Now, Melissa, is this something
is
you would
hot?
Do? Absolutely horribly ugly.
We wouldn't have heard this story if she was hot.
Oh, hell no. I know.
If she was hot, the story
would never exist.
Yeah, exactly. Just the fact
this story would never exist. Middle school.
No guy would turn down a blowjob.
The title is A for Effort. Middle school math teacher Mary Maloney allegedly offered oral sex to a police officer after being nabbed for a hit and run in Palm Beach County, Florida.
It's always Florida.
Is it? Yeah.
It's always Florida.
Isn't it always Florida?
It always
I think it's.
Isn't that where all the zombie stuff started happening?
The eating of the face and all that
the
stuff.
The eating of the face. Yeah. A lot of cases in Florida.
FARC has their own Florida category.
You know what? Don't they have some law in Florida? They say don't screw animals, but there's people protesting against that they want to screw animals?
Probably.
Isn't it Florida? Or
I don't know, but I think if someone wants to screw an animal, let them, because I don't...
Why would you go out in public and be like, no, damn it,
wait
I'm
a minute.
Screw
if
animals,
the animal cannot
home.
Speak...
Well, you know what?
What makes you think the animal wants
Listen,
to get screwed?
Moons move, all right? That's what I'm going to tell you right now. So if the animal wants to...
Hey, you motherfucker. Get this guy off me.
That's how you can get animals to start talking. You know? Like, get the fuck off me.
Watch this animal talk. Watch.
Get the fuck off me.
You know what, though? I think if you can see that the animal's being pleased, then go ahead. And I mean, first of all, I wouldn't want to see it. That,
all right.
kind of, that shit kind of really grosses me out. Like, just the thought of it. Like, whenever I see, even in movies, when I see a monster have sex with a normal woman, it just, I can't.
It's strange.
Yeah, what about the guy who banged a dolphin for 12 years, and then he insisted the dolphin came onto him?
Wow, we never heard this story. Where is this story?
Book.
He wrote a book?
Yeah.
And a dolphin came on to him?
Yeah. he was like, oh, I was just going to swim with it and take pictures. And then she kept like...
And she kept saying...
Trying to touch my junk or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Touch... Okay, I don't know.
She kept shaking her tail at me. She was winking and shaking her tail at me.
Shake your tail feather. she was jumping to hoops.
She's a squirter.
Is that what happened? It was a squirter. That's disgusting.
She's a squirter. Jeremy's like, what's her name?
Well, she had Skittles in her mouth. The dolphin did. And
I can
all
just
of a sudden...
tell from there.
All right. That's the news. Thank you very much.
Wait, was it sticking well, through
on.
The blowhole?
No, yeah. Because that
no.
would be a nasal
Rape?
Sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it was
and that's
like
against the law.
In... Remember, means...
that's against the law. Okay. So that ends our news in spitting sports. content there. Our next content here, our next little, and we're going to do this like 5 minutes because we don't have that much time, but little 5 minutes. Rob, you know, Rant and Rob likes to rant. And he has some complaints about Facebook etiquette that he wanted to talk about.
I think that I wish people would call in about Facebook, the things that
I think the lines are down today for some reason. People are busy. We only had one caller.
Things that annoy me are on Facebook. One of the number one things, I don't know about you guys, and you guys can go ahead and chime in too, is like people that are in relationships. Like I don't mind people in a relationship, that's fine, but when they're writing on each other's Facebook wall, I mean, we were just talking about earlier, and they're just like saying, like, I love you, you're the best husband ever, you know, no, you're the best wife ever, and they write back, they live at home together, and they're writing on their Facebook, and you know that they're right next to each other with laptops on their, like, they're in their house.
Yeah.
They're trading the laptop between the two of them.
Well, even that's even worse, because I'm picturing at least one on a PC and one on a laptop or something like that, but they're just, like, commenting, like, first of all, I don't think you have to tell somebody that you love them through Facebook. Like, you don't have to use a forum to, like, tell people that you love them, right? I don't know.
I think it's cute. Are you in a relationship?
No.
So is there a little bit of, like, bitterness?
No, there's no bitterness. See, people have said that to me, too, and because I've written it before, like, as a status, and I got, like, a lot of likes because people, like, agree with me.
I saw that last week or so.
No, it wasn't mine.
Someone else did. Someone's copying you. Someone's hacking your Facebook.
No, because I wrote this, like, maybe 2 years ago because my friend had just recently got married, and him and his wife were just writing about, like, how great of a husband. But the thing is that I knew other people that were married, and they're not doing that. And I think I think when you're doing that, it's like you're showing the world, like, you're overcompensating.
You're pretending.
Yeah, and it's to the point, like, I feel like something's wrong with your relationship, especially, like, when you see somebody put in a relationship saying how much they love this person, this and that, and then 2 weeks later, it says single. And then another week later, it's complicated, and it's like, and they're still writing on each other's walls, telling each other how much they love for everyone to read.
Well, you know what? I had a boyfriend who never posted anything about me on his Facebook, no pictures, no anything. He was, like, super conscious of it. And I was like, who else are you banging and not posting pictures of? Well, you know? And it was like,
wow.
It can be excessive.
It's like a photo album.
It's like, he would never say
that's drastic,
a word.
Though. But that's drastic. That's like covert ops.
And then we broke up, and now it's like him and every white girl walking down the street that he can get a hold of for a picture.
Every white girl?
Everyone that'll get close
Asian.
To him.
Okay.
No, but you know what? I think it's like when someone gets married, when they got married, it's like, yeah, we get it. You're in love. We were there. We were at the wedding. We know. You show it to everybody. You change your Facebook status to married.
It's you want, like, them to stay off Facebook and go bang. And
no,
then.
Not even that. It's just they don't need to write that to each other, like, every day.
The problem is you can't put stuff about relationships on Facebook because relationships change, and then you're being very public about it.
Yeah.
You might as well say, hey, look at my hairs on my ass. You know, it's like,
you know what? I've gotten in trouble with that before. Like, late at night, I'll just post some angry, and then people call you out.
Yeah,
they're like, you really
big no.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. And it's like you don't need to do. You don't need to, like, divulge all this information for everybody, because then you're just, in a way, you're just kind of putting yourself out there and you're making yourself look bad.
Yeah.
So that's like the number.
I see a lot of girls. I have a lot of contacts, and I see a lot of girls putting stuff like, I can't believe it, what a jerk, and you're I don't even know who the guy is.
And then, like, five minutes later, they're kissing.
Then sometimes they'll even tag the guy's name on there. Right? I don't even know who he is. Like, I'm not friends with him, but I'm like, oh my God, the poor guy. You know, like, well, I can't believe that's happened.
Book that guy right now.
You know, and it's like, what is she doing? She's just like, putting her guts all over the internet.
Does she want people to, like, write on his Facebook wall? Yeah. You are a dick. You know, like, why are you doing that? And why, like, I just recently, my cousin, I hope they're not listening, but my cousin and her boyfriend were fighting, and then she wrote a comment saying, like, some people don't, you know, like, I know who you're talking about. They'll say some people.
You know what's funny, though?
No, wait. Let me finish this. They'll write that, and then they wrote, like, I would say 24 comments, and they both don't know how to write English very well, and wrote, like, these long comments to each other, and no one's pressing like on it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why are you doing that? Just call each other up.
Yeah.
Text message.
Yeah.
Don't do it in front of everybody.
Oh my God, you're
documenting.
Because
one person calls, then the other person doesn't answer the phone, and it's like, well, why are you being a dick not answering the phone?
You're documenting.
Why are you calling me? It's
you're documenting.
Being petty.
That's not right to document that stuff.
And that to me is just something that annoys me when I see that on Facebook. It's like, you know what? Like you need to like grow up. And it's like, it's just like drama.
And if you're ugly, don't post pictures of yourself. So you have to understand that. If you're ugly, don't post pictures. There was a girl. She was a very ugly girl. Like, okay,
oh
very
my
ugly girl.
God, what are you doing? What
Extremely
do you mean?
Extremely ugly girl. She posts a picture of herself. Okay. And then she said, I am beautiful. Okay. And she said, only intelligent people understand my beauty. Right. And then I just commented,
what? She was Jabba the Hutt? What is this? What?
You're an idiot. Fucking works in a crowd of 300 people. You two can't get it?
No, I'm
she
sorry.
Said that only intelligent people understand her beauty. So I commented,
I get it.
Thank you, Jeremy. No, thank you very much.
I still don't really get it. I like when you post something nasty on about someone and then you see how quickly it gets through their friends and then you get the phone call. Get that off about me off of your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't deal with that. I just, I see people doing stuff like that and I'm like, they're crazy. You know, somebody I know, actually, one thing I think is wrong also is they keep putting about status on their sickness.
Oh, yeah.
At first,
dying.
I was just coughing and now I'm puking and I hope this guy goes away, but I'm still going to live tomorrow. Oh, please.
Having chicken soup.
I don't know chicken soup and my boogers everywhere. It's like this. Nobody needs to know that.
All their vitals.
Yeah, all their vitals.
Taking a dump.
Taking a dump and it looks green.
I got diarrhea.
Wait, who does that? There's some comic every single day he posts about pooping.
Oh, really? That's Rick Rome.
Oh, God. I blocked his status.
He says a dookie there, a dookie there.
I can remember that. I think he might have deleted me off of Facebook.
All right, well, we're coming to the end of the show, and thank you for tuning in. If you tuned in today on Is Radio Time, Rob, where are you going to be at? So all 8.5 people can go and see you.
All 8.5 people. Wow, is there a midget listening? Is that what's going on?
It's a child.
It's a child. I am going to be at the Ice House tomorrow at 8:00, and I think I just got booked for Monsoon for Thursday at 8:00 as well.
Okay.
And then I got other shows coming up.
All right.
And then on the 26th, I'll be at the Brea Improv, 11 p.m., The Good, Bad, and the Funny.
All right.
And then on the 1st, I'll be at the Ice House again, February 1st. And there'll be more shows in between. But
okay.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Where can they find you?
They can find me on Rob Darocha, D-A-R-O-C-H-A, on Facebook, and also on Twitter, just Rob Darocha. And Robbie Daroche on Instagram.
Isn't that a cartoon character, Robbie Daroche?
No, it's just Robbie Daroche, R-O-B-B-B-Y-D-A, Roach.
Okay.
And then also on my website, just Rob Darocha web.
Okay. I will be at Antigua's Bar and Grill tonight at 9 p.m. in Montebello. So Montebello Commerce, East L.A., El Monte, Rosemead area, Monterey Park. Come on out. Tomorrow night I'm at Burbank at Sardo's, 8 p.m., tomorrow is Sardo's. Yes, a free show with cheap drinks. 8 p.m. in Burbank tomorrow night, Wednesday, Sardo's. Thursday, I'm at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room at 8:30 p.m. Thursday at 8:30 p.m. You can find me on Facebook. Just message me if you want to get on a list. Saturday night, the 19th at 10:30 p.m., I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv. 10:30 p.m. on the 19th, Saturday. And then next Tuesday, I'm at the Ha Ha Cafe, the 29th. Oh, and I forgot also, there's this new place called The Joint in L.A. It's on Pico, The Joint. It's going to be Saturday, the 26th. John Smith puts this together, a good friend of mine, and that's going to be at 7 p.m., The Joint. And also, I'm going to be at Ontario Improv, the 23rd, Wednesday, the 23rd. That's going to be a big show. I already have like 70, 80 people going to that show. I'm really excited about
that. Are you bragging? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm not bragging. I'm just surprised that people are going to go.
Well, after this, the big Asian community, you'll have a big Asian
I'm
going to
get a lot of big Asian guys coming to my show and say, hey, I kick your ass. And on Tuesday.
You are accents.
Grab my hand. That's Austrian. Tuesday night, Echo and Sunset.
Yeah, so Monsoon tomorrow. Monsoon on Wednesday.
You
Thursday.
Have to wait till I'm done with mine, pal. All right. Every Wednesday, you have oral stimulation here with Melissa Padani. Oh. Melissa Padani. from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesdays, talking about sex. So you can.
Oh, look, someone just added me on Facebook.
You can talk to Melissa. Melissa, did you have fun today on the show?
Oh my gosh, you guys have an awesome show.
Thank you.
I loved
very
hanging
much.
Out with you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Are we going to come on your show or?
You guys can come on my show anytime.
Okay, we're going to come on your show.
I will come.
That would make for some great tonight. Radio.
Yes, yes, we're gonna come on your show.
You got to face the
look,
camera.
Oh, look, look what this girl wrote. Elizabeth Barajas wrote, enjoying my comedian friend radio show online right now with Ricky Esqueta. I had a guy use lifesavers on
She's me. Lexi Sexy. Sexy Lexi.
No, it's her name's Elizabeth. Oh, that's
yeah, Lex. Liz.
No, it says Elizabeth.
Sexy Lexi.
Whatever.
That's what she calls herself. Look, she signed Sexy Lexi at the end. She copy-pasted the fucking thing she put on mine and put on yours.
She's friends with your ex.
I know.
Yes, yes.
I know. They were actually going to get coffee together while we were dating. Yeah. They were just going to talk.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after the show's over.
I know everything. I see everything.
Everybody, tune in next week. We'll be talking a little Super Bowl because it'll be pre-Super Bowl show. I'm going to have, I believe I have Benny Mena on the show next week to join us. So tune in next week. Jeremy, thank you very much. And I'll see you next week, everybody. Peace. We're out.
Later.